It's WRVS 89.9, your community voice and your home of morning joy, gospel, and inspiration each and every morning at 6 a.m. Clay Mercer with you, and right now it's time for Conversations with the Chancellor. It's one of my favorite segments, and I am joined, as usual, by ECSU Interim Chancellor Dr. Kerry Dixon. Dr. Dixon, welcome to your show.
Thank you so much, Clay. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday makes me feel really, really good. There's going to be a lot of food, and I don't expect you to eat a whole lot during the Thanksgiving holiday. Just one plate, and then you'll be done, right?
Oh, I plan to enjoy myself, but most of all, just to relax and be around family. And this will be the first year that we are celebrating Thanksgiving in Elizabeth City.
Wow.
So we are excited. I have family traveling here, and I get to show them the campus. And so I'm just looking forward to the holiday.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I always look forward to this time, to fellowship with family and friends. And we'll talk more about Thanksgiving in just a few moments. But it's been an exciting year for Elizabeth City State University, especially when it comes to the new crop of freshmen that have come in. And they've really shown out. We talk about Vikings Unleashed. They've really had a wonderful time.
Oh, yes.
And so we hope enrollment continues to rise. And you've established an academic scholarship to assist incoming freshmen. Tell the listeners a little bit more about this scholarship.
So the Chancellor's Academic Scholarship is a merit-based scholarship program for incoming freshmen at Elizabeth City State University, and is to provide an outstanding educational experience for up to 7 students who are exceptionally gifted with their academic performance, as well as their well-roundedness. Mm-hmm. So not just going to class, but maybe holding down a job and doing some other things, voluntary within the community. And then the scholarship recipients will represent the core values of the institution through their commitment to excellence, accountability, diversity, and the ECSU motto, to live is to learn.
Yeah,
and so we're excited about this scholarship opportunity. We this year named 3 Chancellor Scholarship recipients for the incoming freshman class. And we look forward to naming up to 7 for the class of 2019.
Yeah, scholarships are really beneficial. So I think people have to understand that they're really helpful. And with the guidelines, if you could go over a little bit of that, of what are some of the requirements for some of our freshmen to apply for this scholarship?
Okay, wonderful. So the academic scholarship is for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So this is a full scholarship. And in most cases, I always encourage people to ask, what does full scholarship mean?
Correct.
And this means the cost of attendance.
Okay.
So this will cover tuition plus mandatory fees, including housing, meals, and textbooks. Mm-hmm. So that's important for our listeners to know. That's truly what a full scholarship means. Mm-hmm. So make sure if you ever encounter this offer from another school, you know, ask those questions. You know, does this cover full cost of attendance?
Yeah.
And so the eligibility requirements include a minimum GPA of a 3.5 or higher weighted cumulative GPA, a minimum score of 1260 on the SAT or 26 on the ACT. And just by becoming a competitive applicant as a freshman seeking a baccalaureate degree from Elizabeth City State University. So a full-time student is also a qualification.
Definitely. If you want more information about this, you can find it online at ecsu.edu. It's Conversations with the Chancellor. Clay Mercer here with ECSU Interim Chancellor Dr. Kerry Dixon. Chancellor Dixon, I'm going to take an early break because I want you to choose a song for our listeners. And we've been talking about this for a while. You was at the basketball game and you was thinking about it. And earlier on, before we got on the microphone, you was thinking about it. But you always choose good music for the listeners, so I'm sure you're going to give them a wonderful choice right now. So what is the song choice for our listeners here today?
So, Clay, I'm going to blow your mind with this one.
Okay.
So I want to get into the holiday mood. So my song choice is going to be Silent Night by The Temptations.
And that's how we're going to go to break. Temptations, take it away. We got more coming up here. Conversations with the Chancellor on WRVS 89.9. You're listening to Afternoon Delight Radio Show on WRVS 89.9. Clay Mercer here. And, of course, Conversations with the Chancellor is happening right now with ECSU Interim Chancellor Dr. Kerry Dixon, trying to get you all in the holiday spirit. That's a classic song you chose right there. Is that you ready for the holiday? Are you ready for Christmas?
I am ready when I hear that song. Every year I look forward to it.
Yeah.
And that really puts me in the mood and my family as we're putting up the tree, Christmas tree, and decorations. That really really sets the tone for the holiday season.
Yeah, I think everybody feels the same way. We're going to get into an interesting story here. Back on November 9th, the University of North Carolina System Board of Governors gave ECSU approval for a new Bachelor of Science degree program focused on homeland security. This is really interesting to me, and I'm sure it is to our listeners, too. And here to tell us more about this program is ECSU Interim Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Dr. Farrah Ward. Dr. Ward, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no question.
We are extremely excited about our new Homeland Security program. We will be the first public university in North Carolina to actually offer the Homeland Security and only the second HBCU in the nation. We have another institution that offers a combined program in Homeland Security and Emergency Management, but we will be the first HBCU in the country to have a sole degree in Homeland Security.
Yeah. What is it that was seen, I guess, that made this something that ECSU went after and wanted it to be here in Elizabeth City? Was there something that we noticed the students may have been asking for, or was there just here in the region a need for this type of program?
Well, I would definitely say here in the region. We made a conscious effort a few years ago to focus around the security kind of degree programs. We've always had criminal justice, and that's been one in our top one or two majors at Elizabeth City State University. But our new focus is really on emergency management. We offered that program about 2 years ago, and that's a face-to-face program. And so to focus some more on the security programs, which have a high demand, Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security employs over 240,000 workers nationwide. And so we thought that having an online program, though, specifically in Homeland Security, would really be a unique niche for our area. Mm-hmm. Of course, we are our proximity to the Coast Guard and then to Norfolk, and those Air Force and bases there would be one of the things that could really propel this program to the next level.
Yeah, it's Conversations with the Chancellor, Clay Mercer, here with Dr. Farrah Ward. And I'm glad you brought that up about jobs that are available, because once these students complete their courses and receive their degrees, it is an opportunity for them to kind of move into some of those jobs and maybe some other ones. What are some of the possibilities for some of the students?
Well, of course, we have the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, as I stated before. You know, they already employ 240,000 workers. Mm-hmm. But there's also even a projected increase of over 37% in the next 4 years on information security type related jobs. Yeah. And so our Homeland Security program, it's really interdisciplinary nature. Mm-hmm. It'll take courses in criminal justice, emergency management, and even public health. And so, you know, the federal government, of course, will probably be the primary location for our students once they graduate. But the local jobs that we have with the fire station, mm-hmm. police station, you know, they're really endless possibilities on what the students will be employed once they get this degree.
And that's outstanding. And as important as it is to have classes and courses in the classroom, online is a major part of what we do here at ECSU too. And off the microphone, we were talking about some of the courses that are available, including the master's degree in elementary education. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Right. We've offered the master's degree in elementary education for some time. But just recently, starting in spring 2019, we'll be converting that program to 100% online, which will be new for us. Mm-hmm. We've also revised the curriculum. We now have two concentrations. We have a concentration for initial licensure, and so that's for any individual who already has a bachelor's degree, mm-hmm. and they just want to actually get certified to become an elementary school teacher. Again, they can get that completely online, mm-hmm. get their initial certification, and receive the master's degree. And then we also have another concentration for national board certification. Mm-hmm. That concentration is really geared toward individuals who are already teaching elementary school but want to come back to get an advanced license. And so in addition, they also will go through all of the information to sit for the national board certification. And then once they get that and complete that, they will receive an actual pay increase. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about those two concentrations to offer, period, but especially in the online format.
Yes, Conversations with the Chancellor, Clay Mercer, here with Dr. Farrah Ward, the ECSU Interim Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. Staying on the online courses, have you noticed over the past few years an increase in students who don't want to be in the classroom, but it's a little bit easier for them to take online courses? And I think that helps enrollment too.
Right, absolutely. A few years ago, we had really not been exploring the online space, but a few years ago, we had our first online degree program, which was interdisciplinary studies. Mm-hmm. And so that online degree program that we offer is really targeted towards individuals who were returning to the university and had already accumulated some credits. But of course, you know, life happens. And so they've maybe traveled outside of the area or even outside of the state. So that was our first online degree program. But it was, again, really for transfer students, or we call them degree completers, those returning students. And then we went into the online space in the graduate program, which was the Master's of Elementary Education. And then Homeland Security will really be our first online master's program, 100% from start to finish. And so we understand that, you know, although we're late in the game, you see we've already made up ground. And so that definitely is a focus for us going forward.
If people want to learn more about this program as well as the Homeland Security program, where can they go? What is online and what numbers can they reach you?
Yeah. For online education, we have a new graduate director, Dr. Tim Goodale. And so I'm sure you can find him on the website, ECSU website, for under the graduate program. Interdisciplinary studies, they can contact Dr. Charles Reed. He's our program coordinator for that, and he'll evaluate transcripts of those students who already have accumulated credits. And then on Homeland Security, Dr. Chyna Crawford is our program coordinator for that program.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's ECSU Interim Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Dr. Farrah Ward. This is your first time here on the show, and I believe it will not be your last time.
It definitely won't. Thank you so much for
having
me.
Definitely. Thank you for coming. You're listening to Conversations with the Chancellor here on WRVS 89.9. ECSU Interim Chancellor Carrie Dixon is back with us and have a lot to get to here. We want to get into another special day that's coming up on December 8th. And it's always a special day here on the campus of ECSU. We're celebrating our 167th commencement ceremony. It begins at 10 a.m. over at the Aurel Vaughn Center. And the keynote speaker will be Miss Vanessa Harrison, president of AT&T North Carolina. While this is a special moment for the students, of course, getting their degrees, I'm sure this is pretty special for you, too. As you see the students walking across the stage with the smiles on their faces, and some of them do a little dance or do a little jig after they get their degree. How does this feel for you? I mean, what are the feelings that you have inside when this time comes?
This is an exciting time to see the graduates walk across the stage and to see their families cheer for them as they do so, and just to see the happiness even on the graduates' faces, because I know that they've worked so hard to earn their degrees, and just to have that moment of celebration is something that everyone participates in. So it's great. I'm looking forward to it. This will be my first December graduation that I participate in. And so I'm looking forward to it. We have a nice size class that will be graduating, and they, as you mentioned, will be graduating in Aurel Vaughn Center. So we'll have plenty of seating for those family members who would like to attend and see their loved ones on this special day. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one, because we also have our keynote speaker will be Miss Vanessa Harrison. Talk a little bit about this choice, as she's the president of AT&T North Carolina. Tell us a little bit more about Miss Harrison.
So I know Vanessa personally. Vanessa is a good friend of mine, and she has done some extraordinary things in her career. And to be president of AT&T North Carolina, and just recently she was named, actually just a week ago, president of AT&T Georgia as well. So she has taken on a huge undertaking, and for her to be so committed to her career, her family, and to see all of that balance is a person who many of us can look to as, you know, someone who's had a wonderful career and has a great career ahead of her. But one thing that I really like about Vanessa is she always looks back and wants to pass the baton. And so to have our students hear from her is something I'm excited about, because I know that she's interested in the success of ECSU. Yeah. Even though she's on the board of trustees at A&T, she has always talked about a special interest in ECSU. Wonderful. And she just recently donated to our scholarship foundation.
Oh, wonderful.
And so that was really good, you know, and it really aligns with her commitment to wanting ECSU to be successful and our students to have scholarship dollars.
That's wonderful. Again, the commencement ceremony will be taking place 10 a.m. over at the Aurel Vaughn Center on December 8th. And just in case you can't make it to the Aurel Vaughn Center, we'll be bringing you the keynote address from Miss Vanessa Harrison, president of AT&T North Carolina and now Georgia. She'll be giving that keynote, and you can listen to it live here on your community voice as it happens. A wonderful addition, a new great addition here of Conversations with the Chancellor. And Dr. Dixon, I'm sure sure you want to speak to the listeners and give them Thanksgiving happiness and joy and just a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Exactly. Happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners. And, you know, I just thank you for your continued support of Elizabeth City State University. And we can't do what we do without the community, without all the listeners who have a vested interest in the success of this university. So I'm just thrilled to be a part of this. And I am so thankful and grateful for the support that we have received as an institution as we continue to build a foundation for the future. I am very thankful to our alumni, our students, our faculty and staff. Mm-hmm. It takes a village. It takes all of us. It takes the community. It takes support from the General Assembly and also support from the UNC system. And what I have witnessed this year is that we have that. So I am truly thankful. So this Thanksgiving is one that I hope everyone has an opportunity to express their thanks to things that have occurred this year, but also just to be with family and to share the love, the joy, and the peace that all of us, I'm sure, need these days. And to have that time with family is just something that's just wonderful. So I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you, Chancellor Dixon. Thank you so much for making this show happen, and enjoy Thanksgiving with your family and friends. And we look forward to the next show coming up in December.
Thank you, Clay. Look forward to it.
Definitely.